Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you are on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our keyboard warrior is BBM 987 FM. Check us out on Facebook, Big Face, Sookbook, whatever you want to call it. We are there as well, social media. Have you say yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast for. That's Gimoy Wallaburra Yidinji Mob, big shout out. And also to all our First Nation radio station across the daily country of ours and all the traditional owners, the true traditional owners of this beautiful big island, Australia. Have you say yarn up strong. Let's open up the show with Tiwi Warriors by Letter Stick Band. Too deadly.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call if you want to have your say here on National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Oh, we got the NRL Magic happening this weekend. And to all you Delhi mob out there who love your rugby league, get on down to Brisbane Suncorp Stadium and just letting you know what games we've got on. The Friday night, two games. We've got the West Tigers up against the Knights. That's the first kickoff at 6 p.m. And then later that night, the Sea Eagles up against the Broncos. That's on the Friday night. On Saturday, we've got three games. Bulldogs up against Raiders kicks off at 3 o'clock at 5.30. Sharks versus the Raiders at 7.45. We've got Roosters up against the Cowboys. And then on the Sunday, got three games as well. At 1.50, Warriors up against the Eels. At 4.05 in the afternoon, Storms up against the Dragons. And the late game, last game, is the Titans up against the Panthers at 6.25. So hope your team wins. Hope you can get on down there. Otherwise, you can always see it on Fox, see it on television. Stay at home in your lounge room. Otherwise, fly down, skateboard down, get down there and check it out down there at Suncorp Stadium. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, you know what? 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Ready to hear your yarns, your mob. Too deadly. Let's keep getting stronger. That's the words from Briscoe Sisters. Take a listen.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Track there, Wuju Yilala, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give me a call, your mob, yarn up strong, two daily going across the nation. Big shout out to all the First Nation radio stations across this daily country of ours, Daily Black Network, and delivering all our songs, all our voices, all our yarns, all our stories, and look, a fantastic vehicle, a tool that we all use. So do get involved, your mob. Here, news with the Australian basketball player, Liz Cambage. Australian criticises Olympic team photo shoot. an Australian basketball player, has threatened to boycott the up-and-coming Olympics due to an alleged lack of diversity in a promotional photo shoot. An image released this week showed Australian Olympians and Paralympians in sponsored outfits but did not feature any athletes of colour. WNBA player Liz Cambage later said the photo had been whitewashed. The Australian Olympic Committee has said more should have been done to reflect the team's diversity. Ms. Cambage first raised the issue on her Instagram stories. The Las Vegas Aces player and 2012 Olympic bronze medalist was born in London to a Nigerian father and Australian mother. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. How am I meant to represent a country that doesn't even represent me? Whitewashed Australia, a first poster read under the photo of athletes in appeal provided by sponsor Jockey. And you can see the shot online or Instagram. And look, a bit of a shot representing Australians, but yeah, not one person of colour there. So second the statement there to Liz Cambage. In a second post, she criticised another earlier photo of Olympians' uniform, including Indigenous Rugby Sevens player Maurice Longbottom. Also, fake tan doesn't equal diversity, she wrote. Some have criticised Ms. Cambage for this post, saying that she owes him and his community an apology. Why do anything to remove POC peoples of colour from the forefront when it's black athletes leading the pack? Ms. Cambage posted, until I see you doing more at Australia Olympian, Emma, sit this one out. I'm going to sit this one out, she states. The post finished with a video of Indigenous Australian sprinter Cathy Freeman winning gold at the 400-metre event in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Ms. Cambage called Australia's greatest sporting moment. So there is. Add to the conversation. Tell us what your thoughts are on that. It just doesn't take much to put a person of colour in there. I mean, like, we do have First Nation people representing Australia in the Olympic team, so want to add a bit of colour. So we are a diverse country, are we not, and multicultural. So there it is. Have your say. Yann Armstrong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again, 1-800-422-416. Called the number, Yarn Up Strong here with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and I'm taking you right to 12 noon Queensland time. All right, Terrain NRM launches Indigenous Education Bursaries program. We're going to catch up a yarn now with brother man Barry Hunter, Terrain NRM board member and Japakai traditional owner on the line. Brother Barry, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Greggy. Trevor, how are you going,
brother? I'm very good, my brother. Good to hear your voice. Before we start, brother, yeah. Let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so my mob are Dabagai mob from up in the hills near Cairns and Crander.
Yes.
And my mum's a Jutabal lady from up in the Tablelands.
Oh, beautiful, brother, and beautiful footprint there, and a big shout-out to all your mob there. Look, fantastic. Terrain NRM launches Indigenous Education Bursaries program. Tell us, first of all, NRM, who they are, and tell us about this daily launch right here, brother.
Yeah, so Terrain Natural Resource Management are a not-for-profit organisation that basically works around natural resource and land management. So a lot of activity with farmers, a lot of activity with traditional owners around assisting in planning and managing country. Particularly, you know, like we've got a lot of cane farms, but we also got a lot of special features here, you know, with the, we're listed for two World Heritage areas.
Yes.
With the wet tropics and also with the Great Barrier Reef.
Of course.
This organisation plays a role in managing our use and input into those areas and trying to avert those big disasters, you know, like...
Well, exactly, and nurturing the beautiful footprint of the Great Barrier Reef as well as, land and sea, brother.
That's exactly it, yeah.
So, and there's Indigenous students can be part of a new bursary program, so tell us about this new bursary program, brother.
Yeah, so through the, what we call the Natural Capital Fund, which was a fund that was established by Terrain a number of years ago, we as a board were trying to find a direction on on what we should do with some of the resources that are within that fund. So this idea, it actually came about after interviewing a young lady from the Tablelands to be on our as our emerging leader. Unfortunately, she missed out on being the emerging leader, but she was the concept of what she was doing and the studies and all that sort of stuff was really impressive. So we found a way through this bursary idea to support her and then support other young Indigenous kids going into the future.
Well, you're doing great there in regarding looking after the country, land and sea, but also creating a pathway for young Indigenous students. Because later on in life, we've got to hand the baton over, don't we, brother?
Absolutely, right. And you know, like that, I remember when I was a young person starting out in this field and not really knowing where or where I wanted to go and what the opportunities were. But there's a lot more now with you know, like all the education institutions advertising and showing what environmental and natural resource management fields that they have. And it's just being able to provide that pathway and some assistance for some of them young people who are aspiring towards that.
Exactly, brother. So how long have you been a board member of the Terrain NRM, bro?
Yeah, this is coming up to my third year. So at the end of this year, I've got the option to either stand down or run again, and I'm just working through that process now to decide. But look, it's a great institution, and with my background in land management, I like what we've achieved and the direction that we're going, and getting more traditional owners engaged in this process. You know, we're all worried about our land out there, so.
Yes.
Yeah, this is just one of those steps in there,
Look, I think it's a fantastic organisation and, like I said, protecting land and sea. But it's very important to have First Nation people at the table. And in regard to the board of directors, how many First Nation people are on board?
I'm the only one on the board.
Okay.
But there are people engaged within the organisation and Terrain. And like I said, there's the role that they play in engaging with traditional owners out on the ground is a big footprint, as you're using your words, also being able to just play that role and support traditional owners with their aspirations is important.
Yeah, for sure, my brother. Look, it's a fantastic opportunity for our young Indigenous students to come on board and be a part of the new bursary program in the wet tropics and also the area to help with their studies and their future employment opportunities. So doors can open up as a career pathways for these young students, can't they?
Yeah, well, look, I encourage those young people who think about something in regards to either rangers, being a ranger or you know, sort of more in-depth stuff around environmental science or even geology and botany, you know, like some of those specialist fields.
Yes.
You know, like we've got Brother Jerry Turpin there, he's an ethnobotanist, can show what can be achieved when someone puts their mind to something after they've achieved a bit of studies and see where they can go with it, you know.
And look, brother, when you're talking about land and sea, it's a spiritual connection there as well with our mob, you know, dealing with our ancestors and with, you know, our totems and all the above, brother.
Yeah, and look, those things relate in day-to-day life as well, Trev, you know. And I'm talking about, you know, like we're doing some work up here with the cassowary, and that's important totem for Jabiragai mob. And so being able to look after that species and play a role in it, you know, that's we're fulfilling our obligations two way there, brother, you know, that conservation way, but also conservation of our culture, because those connections to our stories, you know.
Yeah, true, my brother.
It does tie together.
Beautiful, fantastic, brother. Well, congratulations, and look, work well done there, and big shout out to the Terrain NRM, and also creating an opportunity for our young Indigenous students, a pathways to their future, and protecting land and sea. To Deli, my brother, Barry, all the best to you, your mob there, and keep doing what you're doing, cuss.
Thanks, Trev. Great to catch up.
All the best, bro. Bye bye. Deadly Yarn there, Barry Hunter, that's his name, and he's the, one of the board of directors with Terrain NRM, that's the National Resource Management Mob, and they've created a pathway for Indigenous students, and they can be the students now can be a part of the new bursary program in the wet tropics region to help with their studies and future employment opportunities. So open up a fantastic pathway there for our mob, and working on sea and land country, you know, and looking after our and ancestors' spiritual footprint. That's what it's all about, and working closely with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well, who love and respect the land, which is very important. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Started with a hope, a dream. Two, reality took over everything. Wake up, it's time to go. Wake up, go on my own. Chasing my dreams. Oh, I thought that it'd be hard. The stars are so close, they're not so very far. And the stars and the moons agree with me too, that the light shines in me like it shines on you. And the path that I'll choose will always be bright, 'cause the light shines in me like it shines on you. Na na na. Scary, but I was strong. Wake up, it's time to go. Wake up, go on my own. Chasing my dreams. Oh, I thought that it'd be hard. The stars are so close, they're not so very far. And the stars and the moons agree with me too, that the light shines in me like it shines on you. And the path that I'll choose will always be bright, 'cause the light shines in me like it shines on you. Na na na.
The song is called Chooser.
Really, all my life I've been lazy. Really, all my life I've been on the booze. And everybody say I get
in trouble. Everybody say I'm a fool, 'cause I'm always smoking dope and drinking wine, and I'll be going out for another round, 'cause I'm a chooser.
I'm a chooser.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser.
Oh, I'm a bruiser.
I'm a bruiser.
And I'll be cruising.
I'll be cruising
with my mates.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Deadly track there, Mother.
The sun will rise and set each day. The moon is sleeping in the bay.
Yeah, deadly track there, Mother.
The sun will rise and set each day. The moon is sleeping in the bay.
Yeah, deadly track there, Mother.
The sun will rise and set each day. The moon is sleeping in the bay.
Yeah, deadly track there, Mother.
The sun will rise and set each day. The moon is sleeping in the bay.
Yeah, deadly track there, Mother.
The sun will rise and set each day. The moon is sleeping in the bay.
Yeah, deadly. with David Pearson. And, yeah, when you think of it, you need to love and respect our homelessness out there in regard to, well, COVID-19 vaccines, what we're talking about. We'll just check with David. David Pearson, good morning.
G'day, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So just confirming, you're CEO of Australian Alliance to End Homelessness, yes?
That's me, yeah.
Thank you. Fantastic. And statement here, urgent government action needed to ensure people experiencing homelessness can access the COVID-19 vaccine. You could say the forgotten ones, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
So what do we need to do here, and how do we get homelessness people to have access to COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, well, what we're calling for is Commonwealth leadership in relation to this, because the vaccine rollout, in many ways in which the way they've set out what the priorities for the vaccine rollout will be, do cover some people who are homeless, but there's a number of groups of homelessness that aren't covered. Mm. But even for the ones that are covered, there hasn't been much thought or planning going into how we're going to make sure that we get the follow-up jab into the arms of people who are homeless. Because if they don't have a house, yes, how are we going to find them and get that follow-up jab? And that's a really important part of how this vaccine rollout needs to occur, but there just doesn't seem to be a lot of planning on that. There doesn't seem to be a lot of focus on it, and in many ways it just seems to be left in the too hard basket.
So when you look at yourself as Alliance, the communication should be front and centre with you. You should be first cab off the rank in regard to conversations and a plan, yes?
You would think so. But
you would think so.
Yeah, we think so, but we haven't had a lot of conversations with the government about this. We're trying to get the government to take a stronger role in coordination and support, because ultimately there's lots of homelessness agencies on the ground who work with homeless people every day, and they work every year with lots of planning to get the sort of, you know, your usual influenza flu jab into the arms of people who are homeless as we're going into winter. But there just hasn't been that same level of coordination and planning and support for homelessness agencies to think about how do we actually do the COVID vaccine rollout.
So the government's not at the table at this point in time. I mean, where are we and where do we go from here?
Well, we need Commonwealth leadership is the key point that we're making, that the state and territory governments are working on elements of this, and we need the Commonwealth to support those efforts. But we need, I think, in the short term, what we're seeing is we need support for people on the ground to support this work to happen. And ultimately, the issue of homelessness is very much about healthcare as well. That's what COVID-19 has taught us.
So this would fall under Health Minister's portfolio, would it not?
I think it fits into multiple portfolios. That's the challenge. Yeah. Like when you think about homelessness, it fits into the housing portfolio, it fits into the human services portfolio, the health portfolio. And we often think about an issue like rough sleeping homelessness and think, oh, that's the problem. Well, actually, that's the result of the problem. The problem is that health system's too hard to access, and you spend time on wait lists for drug and alcohol services or mental health services. But the housing system, you can't get into the right type of housing with the support you need for people who are on the streets. So it's multiple government service systems that fail, and that's what results in homelessness. And what we're seeing at the moment with the vaccine rollout is not enough understanding.
Well, all the services we're talking about that you've mentioned, all the services that you have mentioned, it seems that homelessness is on the bottom of the in trays of all those services.
Yeah, I mean, we think about rough sleeping in Australia as like the social safety net in Australia that's failed. And if we really want to lift the social safety net in Australia, then we ought to be able to lift people off out of the street.
Yes.
The street shouldn't be the place at which we provide support. It should be in people's homes, and we ought to be able to provide a home for everyone in Australia who needs one. That's not a ridiculously ambitious goal for a country as wealthy and prosperous as ours. And in fact, when we thought it impacted on all of us in the height of COVID-19, we started making hotel rooms available to people. And hotel rooms are way more expensive than actually just providing support to provide, ongoing housing support. So this is a goal to lift the social safety net in Australia off the street that the Australian Alliance exists to promote. We think it's an eminently achievable goal, but it needs focus. And if we can't even focus on the vaccine rollout for this group of people, what hope have we for the broader problem?
Well, exactly. And we are talking about a pandemic, and it's still with us. And there should be urgency in regarding vaccine out. But yes, they are forgetting the homelessness. It's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just in our minds, it's really just left in the too hard basket because it touches on many different areas of government service delivery, because it's sort of both federal government, state government, in many ways local governments have to deal with the problem of rough sleeping, because they manage the public space, then you've got all levels of government working that need to work on this problem, but they all too often point the finger at each other and say, look, this is their responsibility or someone else's job. And that's why we think that the Commonwealth government, who's got the resources and the firepower to provide a national response and provide the support that pretty, you know, cash-strapped agencies, homelessness organisations, they have to go out and fundraise to deliver what they do. Most other services in Australia don't have to actually fundraise just to deliver their basic core services. Mm. When you think about the disability system or the health system or the defence system, you know, they don't have to run chook grapples to raise the assets they need, but the homelessness sector does. And the governments currently are leaving the homelessness sector to deal with the problem of the vaccine rollout too much on their own and not giving them enough support. And that's what we're really calling on today, to step up at a federal level and support that and provide that support that's needed to ensure we have a safe and appropriate vaccine rollout for all Australians, not just those who can easily access healthcare.
Well, the so-called vaccine rollout, the vaccine itself for COVID-19 is becoming a necessity, just like housing and food. It's becoming a necessity. The need to act on it, yes.
We know how much healthcare, access to healthcare is so important for everyone, but for people who are sleeping rough, it's basically the difference between life and death. People who sleep rough die up to 30 years younger than those who have stable housing. And we know that just one incidence of while sleeping rough and interaction with the health system is enough to really double the chances of someone, the likelihood of premature death. So homelessness quite literally kills. And we need a health response, we need a housing response, and it needs to be not in the too hard basket.
Exactly. Well, just recently, in the last couple of days, had a young boy asleep in a garbage bin and has died because of where he was sleeping. And that's homelessness right there.
I know. And these tragedies happen in Australia every day. Yeah. And we don't talk about it. We don't measure it. You don't put homelessness on the death certificate. No. You put other things, and this is a sort of hidden form of what's going on in Australia.
Point taken.
It's so needed. Action is needed to prevent needless deaths, to prevent the spread of the virus. That if we had further outbreaks in Australia, we'd have to go and collect everyone and put them all in hotel rooms again. It's like, why do we wait till it affects us?
We think
it affects us, because actually leaving the problem unaddressed, leaving the challenge of rough sleeping homelessness unaddressed, actually costs us all as taxpayers more than it does if we just provide the support and housing.
Exactly.
But we're just not getting that leadership at a federal government level to say, we're going to tackle this. We're going to provide the investment that's needed to break this cycle and to make the improvements that we know that are needed.
Well, David, it seems to be falling on deaf ears, but we're having a conversation here on First Nation Radio Station, National Program, National Talk Black. So they're listening. And look, another vehicle you're using regarding getting the word out. Thank you very much for your yarn, and all the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, eh?
Thanks very much. Appreciate the support.
All the best, David. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Trevor. Bye.
So there it is, David Pearson, our CEO of Australian Alliance to End Homelessness, and urgent government action needed to ensure people experiencing homelessness can access the COVID-19 vaccine. And we must not forget about the homeless. I mean, it's very sad news that's come through. A boy killed in an incident involving garbage truck at Port Lincoln, and a boy who was asleep in an industrial bin has died after the bin was collected by a garbage truck at Port Lincoln. So that in South Australia, shows how we are neglecting homelessness, and we need to do our bit, and government needs to stand up there in that space. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Got the news coming up here very soon through National Indigenous Radio Service. Stay tuned.
sea that protects the fish. Well, we had the sun that shines on us, 'cause we are the original. Well, I am the original, Aboriginal.
Yeah, to Delhi, that track, Original Aboriginal. That's Buddy Knox here in your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Murray got a sign off here. You mob, I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. An hour program, love delivering the program, voice for our people. And you can tune in tomorrow on that Delhi wave there in regard to First Nation Radio Station and that program, National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay Delhi, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic, abide by the rules. And let's not be lackadaisy with this pandemic. Too deadly.
Just a billion light years away. Yambarangora, Yambarangora, Yola Yambara, Ngora Yambara, Ngora Yambara, Yakelia, India. Got to do your best and live your life. Be patient now and wait. In the distant world, in the distant world.